food for today devotional. Let me read our text for today in Psalm 138, verses 1 to 8. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things, your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. The psalmist, or the writer here, has encouraged each one of us, whether Jews or non-Jewish, to really glorify the Lord, because great is the glory of the Lord. The author here is probably David, and he showed his love to God, and he contrasted all the lifeless gods, how useless and lifeless they are, and how great is the only true God. So what a big contrast. There is not a comparison even. This God, who chose the nation of Israel, loves his people, answers the prayers of his people, and gives them the strength to face life's difficulties with boldness. That's why David encouraged each one of them to glorify the Lord. Look at verse 1 to 3. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called you, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. I guess if God has answered your prayers, you will always respond to him with praise and worship. Oh, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. Now, our prayers are expressions of God's love and grace and mercy towards us. God answers our prayers not because he owes something from us or he is obligated. No, he's not under obligation. He's just gracious and merciful to you. And in the same manner, the rulers of other nations ought also to honor this great God. In God's sight, according to David here, their status doesn't matter. That is, their high position does not make them any better than the poor and the lowly. Everyone is just the same before God. God is the sovereign God, and we are all weak and fragile people, whether our position is high or not. Look at verse 4 to 6. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. The principle that we learn from Peter in his epistle, that God give grace to the humble, but he will put down those who are proud in spirit, those who are arrogant. God is no respecter of persons. I hope that we are encouraged by this truth, that God is no respecter of persons. Sometimes we think of people who are having power, money, influence, that they are much, much better than us. Yes, in this world, they are much, much better than us. But in the eyes of God, they are no better than us. God has no respect or the status of any people or any person. This truth encourages the psalmist David. Why? Because those who are in positions of power are most abusive and wicked, generally speaking. Not all, but most of them. They are abusive and wicked. And in the experience of David, they even tried to kill him, as we read that in verse 7 to 8. However, he knows that God would fulfill his plan, and his steadfast love will save David's life. Look at verse 7 and 8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, You preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Sounds familiar, because David expressed in verse 7 that he walked in the midst of trouble, yet God preserved his life. His enemies sometimes are allowed by God to stretch out their arms in order to inflict pain to David, but God's right arm or right hand delivers him. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for him in the same manner to you and to me as well. Now, it doesn't matter what experience you have or experiences you have right now. God's purpose will be fulfilled in your life because God is sovereign. He determines the end from the beginning. We can just seek God's will to follow him every day, a step at a time. The Lord will fulfill his purpose because his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord will continue to perfect what he has begun in your life. So the psalmist ended with this statement: do not forsake the work of your hands, God. Please do continue what you're doing. It is not a statement of doubt, but it is a statement of recognizing that God has been working perfectly in his life and in your life. What are you going through this morning? What are the things that surround your life? Seems to us that sometimes the world is on top of us. I mean, we are overwhelmed by the cares of this world, the challenges of life. We have a lot of challenges in our family relationships, in our work. But God's purpose will be done in and through your life, even today. His steadfast love will be there. It endures forever. So let's just trust the Lord. Let's give grace or glory to the Lord. Ascribe to him the glory because God is going to fulfill his promise for you and for me. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Bless this to our hearts, Lord. I pray that despite of the experiences we have had, like, for example, Psalmist David, he experienced troubles with his enemies that you allowed. But at the end of the day, he recognized that you are going to fulfill his purpose and to his life. And indeed, Lord, the purpose that you will use the lineage of David so that Jesus will be born happened. And thank you that Jesus is coming again and he's coming very soon in order to fulfill ultimately his purpose for us. He saved us in order to bring us into that place where there will be no more pain and sorrow and there will be no more sin. Thank you, Lord, that you can look forward to it. Help us, Lord, to just give glory unto you because of your wonderful work in and through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.